Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, June 17th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the local government amendment bill that has now been marred by violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Mina engibonayo ngalokho engikhangela ngaphansi ngale ibhili ebuyayo ngibone ngani igovernment yona ngokwayo ivele ilobuhlungu ngobulawayo ukuthi why ubulawayo ekhangala ephila elokuqonda okukhona abakubonayo bafuna ukubona ubulawayo ejayile njalo bafuna ukusenza thina sibelieve ukuthi amacimbi ayafuswa ukuze uwadle kube kathi amacimbi ayaphekwa ukuze uwadle wakholise
ibhili leyo ithi izo amenda i-Rural District Councils Act njalo izo amenda i-Urban Councils Act. Kodwa nxa usubala uzananzelela ukuthi abafuna uku-amenda i-section kuphela nje yodwa. Bahamba ku-Rural District Councils Act bathatha i-section 157 baya ku-Urban Councils bathatha i-section. Ama-section la afanayo akhuluma ngokuxotsha amakhansela. So i-bill le ngeyokuxotsha amakhansela yindlela yokuxotsha amakhansela a-elektwe ngabantu. Sebesenza njalo ke uzathola ukuthi uminister nguye odecidayo ukuthi umuntu uxotshwa nxa sekutheni odecide ukaxotshwa
sangano redu rinopinda nenyaya yekuti rinoshanda kuona kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvine chaziri kuitawo here maererano nematongerwo anenge achiitwa nyika nenyaya dzebudiriro munyika pachinzvimbo chekuti zvinhu zvinge zvichingoitwa nevatungamiriri isusu tiri kuda kuti mutemo wese ukochanidzwe uitwe hochekoche nebumbiro remutemo asi zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti pari kungotorwa zvidimbu semuenzaniso section 114 yeurban councils act pamwe chete nesection 157
They simply deal with the issue of removing of chairpersons, councillors and mayors. And we know that in Harare there is the case of Manyenyen and in Gweru there is the case of Komba and others where the minister has acted unlawfully. And all they are doing is simply want to fast track this act. That's why you see even the consultation is not sufficient. So they are fast tracking this in order to deal with the current situation. It takes the people of Zimbabwe for granted.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the amendment to the local government law.
Violence broke out in Harare today and yesterday at public hearings on the local government laws amendment bill when suspected ZANU-PF supporters allegedly attacked participants critical of the proposed law. MDCT lawmaker Jesse Majome has written a letter to the Speaker and Clerk of Parliament complaining about the violence.
The law seeks to regulate the operations of local authorities and set up mechanisms for the removal of elected mayors and councillors through the amendment of the Rural District Councils Act, Chapter 29, 13, and the Urban Councils Act, Chapter 29, 15, and align them to Section 278, of the Zimbabwe Constitution.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gibson, asked it out to get mutemo wa netsa uyu mu Zimbabwe. Weku vandudza mutemo wekutongwa kwematunhu. Tiri kunzwa kuti chakunetsa inyaya yekuti parikuda paakuitika mirizhonga vatsigiri vezanupf vachipomerwa mhosva yekunorova vamwe vatsigiri vemamapato anopikisa nevamwewo zvavo vagari vasinei nezvematongerwo enyika vanenge vaenda kumisangano iyoyi asi iro bhiri rakanangana nekuti patsvagwe nzira dzekuti makanzura nemameya kana varesva vabviswe pachishandiswa imwe tribunal isiri kuwiriranwa nayo nevamwe vachiti iyo inopa masimba akawandisa kugurukota rezvekutongwa kwematunhu vasevhi akasugwere gibs
yebo kambe zuruka ndaba lingalinjani kuna ngapo lapelikona tinangapa aisiyaphila sibili okwamagama ye nxa sisikhangeleke okwenzakalela ezimbabwe siyabona ukuthi sokula bantu abatshaya nayo nxa kuxoxwa ngaloko kuthiwa yi-local government laws amendment bill siyakwazi ukuthi idala lepalamente liphume phandle sibili lathatha ijumo lokuthi abantu bafake imibono yabo kukhonoko kuthiwa ibhili yangkhona so ke sizwa kuthiwa ke eHarare kuke kwaba-ke lezibhakela kuzobuya ke lezinye indawo emaswingo bekulokuthethisana okunye omangalisayo kulalabo bathi ibhili leyi kungazani ngumthetho ophonga ukuthiwa bufola kohlo abantu babona ngazani ke u-local government minister ukasikwere uzama ukuthi akhiphe omeya bemadolobheni kanye lamakansila so ke lapho elikhona khona ngapho likubone njani asikhulumeni phela zulu xa lifuna ukuthi lingene khonapha kuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077 ye kunjalo kuplesa
Gibbs, I think we have our three guests lined up. First we have Honorable Jesse Majome. Honorable Majome, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Honorable Majome will be with us for about 10 minutes or so. She has a prior engagement. Mm-hmm. And we also have the chairperson of the Combined Ara Residents Association, Mr. Simba Rashe Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening and good evening to the residents of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone is doing well. We also have Mr. Butler Tambo, Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe. Mr. Tambo, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
We are very doing fine. Great. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Let me start with you, MP Majome. It seems as if people are fighting over this issue. Can you tell us about this bill, exactly what it is all about?
I think there's more to tell about what the bill is not all about than what there is to tell about.
Mm-hmm.
This bill is so bare in its content because it simply seeks to establish ad hoc tribunals for dismissing elected mayors, elected councillors and mayors and chairpersons of boards. It refers to Section 278 of the Constitution, which states that those officials can be removed from office in terms of Section 278. But curiously enough, it omits to then even remember that the Constitution says that those elected councillors, as well as mayors and chairpersons of boards, can be removed as if they were members of Parliament. So it conveniently forgets to say that. So this bill is a very, very, very narrow approach. It seeks only to provide a mechanism for the minister to have dismissed elected councillors and mayors by appointing ad hoc tribunals that are appointed either directly or indirectly by him. It effectively sets up a kangaroo court, I mean, of the minister, because the minister picks the chairperson from a list of people whose names have been supplied by the Judicial Services Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And then of the other two, the remaining two people, it's the minister picks those names and then has selects a list of names, and then the Judicial Services Commission picks those names. The minister can dismiss the members of the tribunal. The minister decides how much they earn. The minister also holds their secretariat. And the minister can amend at will, without going back to Parliament, a schedule at the back of the amendment that provides the procedure of the ad hoc tribunal.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, that's what it proposes. So it's supposed to amend section. It claims that it's amending sections of the Urban Councils Act and the corresponding sections of the Rural District Councils Act, but if you look closely, what the Honourable Minister is doing is to simply regurgitate. He's saying he's amending those statutes, but he's actually rehashing and reincarnating the the existing mechanism. Well, the mechanisms that existed before the new constitution to fire and dismiss councillors. He's just brought it back in and just called it independent, but it's something that's clearly controlled by him. And the constitution says an independent tribunal. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say independent tribunal. So this is what the bill is seeking to do. It's totally silent on all those, I think 95% of what Chapter 14 of the Constitution on devolution power requires must be done, such as, creating a mechanism by which the national resources are shared between provincial and local government. It hasn't even set up provincial councils that people elected in 2013. Ironically, it even ignores even the discipline and the removal of provincial councils, because the constitution has an identical provision about removing them. It doesn't provide for how they can make bylaws. I mean, it's totally silent on what should be provided, and actually it speaks only on trying to remove elected councils and mayors. Mm-hmm. Councillors, I'm afraid.
Of course, as we go to 2018, there are elections, and obviously, if it was in America, they would call it the silly season of politics.
Yes.
maybe that's what's happening. But, Honorable Majome, since we have you for a limited time, tell us about the violence. We understand there was violence in Harare yesterday and today. What's happening?
Oh, craziness, absolute mayhem and barbarism is happening in parliamentary proceedings. I never thought I'd live to see political violence during a parliamentary sitting, because when a parliamentary portfolio committee is sitting, it really is, it's parliament at work. It's actually parliament sitting. So for people of Zanzibar to actually decide that they want to silence, because this is what I saw, I was saying. I hear you saying that they are alleged ZANU-PF supporters. They are ZANU-PF supporters. I saw them myself. They walked into the venue, and some of them had those caps that were distributed, those ubiquitous caps that were distributed during the elections for the ZANU-PF campaign. And the first person who was allowed to speak at the conference, this woman who said, the first and only person who was able to participate in yesterday's hearing, said, "I am so and so. I am from ZANU-PF. We do not want. We want our minister to continue doing the work he's doing in council and municipalities. We do not want parliament to be involved at all." And then she sat down, and there was loud cheering and the fist pumping. You know, like the ZANU-PF slogan. It brought the house down. And it is ZANU-PF. And then when the second person was given the floor by the speaker, who is a well-known political opposition activist called Danford Gadziwore, who introduced himself as representing a residence forum, before he could even speak, they were jeering at him and booing him down and shouting that they know he should introduce himself frankly. He was waiting for a microphone, and they were really retorting rudely that, he shouldn't speak without a microphone. Once he got the microphone, he wasn't allowed to speak. They started booing and jeering, and it just degenerated into MLA. And they had actually occupied the room and filled it up largely before we got there. And I could tell that these people are not likely from Harare. I could smell that they were from Harare. I'm not from Harare, I'm sorry to say, because there was even the smell of smoke, wood fire. And right now in Harare, there's electricity is there. People are not cooking with wood, wood fires. So, it was clearly people who were busted in to do this. And there are ZANU-PF people, and they were chanting their slogans. And the political commissar of ZANU-PF of Harare, Mr. Shadrick, the Honorable Shadrick Mashayamombe, had something to do with this, because he was very much in control of them, as well as an honorable member of parliament from Zivare Sekwa. They were like choir conductors, so they fled outside when they started beating up people, together with visually impaired, the person who is a visually impaired person who was sitting at the front, and the mayor of Harare, and some other residents who were really sitting in front. We escaped through a balcony, And then those two members of parliament who actually remained inside and they were under control, then they came and tried to commandeer us to get back in. I refused. I mean, I do not, that's not a parliamentary sitting anymore. And I told the chairperson that, you know, this is not a parliamentary sitting anymore. They are intimidating people and they violated people and they injured people. To the three Lampard guards were and two people from my constituency, one called Taurai Kazado, who is in Ward 16, and a woman called Rudo Nyakujia, who's been recently wounded, was also injured, I discovered today. They were beaten up and they, you know, in public. So, and then today, again, some similar thing happened in Highfield. I'm not aware of casualties in Highfield, but the meeting started and all hell broke loose and it didn't finish again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Honorable Majome. Maybe we'll just ask you one or two questions. Do stay on the line. We have a caller, but before we go to our caller, maybe Gibbs, you can pose a quick question to Mr. Tambo.
Mr. Tambo, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yeah, tell us a bit about what happened in Bulawayo during the hearing.
For the meeting that I attended in Bulawayo, the only problem, I think, was that we started a bit late. I think we started almost an hour late due to the fact that the wall had not been opened and it hadn't been paid for by the Parliament of Zimbabwe. But the proceedings went very well in Bulawayo, and people voiced their concern that, the bill does not address the issue of devolution of power. I think that is what came out very strongly. Mm-hmm. The very fact that it does not consummate Chapter 14 of the Constitution, which is what the people of Matabeleland voted for, and at least seven other provinces in the country voted for in the Constitution in 2018. That is one of their major concerns. The other concern was also on the issue that Honorable Majome talked about, the issue of the tribunal, that it's not an independent tribunal, and because the minister is the one who appoints everyone there, and that is rather unfair. And then I think another point of contention was on the issue of the payment of the tribunal. The fact that the tribunal is chosen by the minister, he chooses everyone in that particular tribunal, and he also defies the salaries and allowances that are supposed to be paid out to these tribunal members. Mm-hmm. But not only that, the affected council is the one that is supposed to pay for the allowances of these same tribunal members. So it seems that people of Bulawayo said they dismiss and they do not accept in this particular bill. And they called on the Minister of Local Government to come up with a bill that brings to life provincial and metropolitan councils because they want to manage their own resources, natural resources. I think those were generally the major comments that came out from the people of Bulawayo in the Nkulumani Hall that I attended. It was generally a very packed crowd, I think close to about 500 people packed in that very small hall.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mm-hmm. Tambo. Let's go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, what did you observe?
Thank you very much. I managed to attend about three public hearings out of Harare, in Chinoy, in Karoi, and also in Gweru. But one thing that came out clearly from the public hearing that I attended is that this is a shoddy job. The minister has not done much in terms of aligning the Urban Councils Act, the Rural District Councils Act, to the Constitution. In fact, what we are seeing is a very dangerous trend whereby the minister is seeking to do the opposite, which is to align the Constitution to the two acts, because if you are trying to smuggle in some powers that are not spelled out clearly in the Constitution, you are trying to align the Constitution to the Urban Councils Act and the Rural District Councils Act instead of aligning the two pieces of legislation to the Constitution. So that is one thing that is worrying us most, because we thought that people of Zimbabwe had moved great strides in coming up with this Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land in terms of Section 2 of that Constitution. But what we are beginning to see now is someone trying to dredge us back four or five steps back instead of moving forward. People were actually making their voices clear, saying we were expecting to see to debate about the local authorities bill, to debate about the metropolitan and provincial councils bill, to debate about the traditional leaders bill, These are the bills that at some point in 2014 we actually talked about. There were some consultations on these bills, and people were thinking that this is the time that people would then discuss these bills. But alas, we are seeing this 11-page document that is seeking to amend or is purporting to amend, like Honorable Jesma Jome has said, to amend Section 114 of the Urban Councils Act and Section 157 of the Road Disability Councils Act to Section 278, Subsection 2, and Subsection 3 of the Constitution. But all in all, we are seeing that this is purely a short job. And again, the residents were also complaining that they've gone through this bill ever since it was gazetted. They took their time, they went through the bill, and there is nothing in the bill for the residents. So they were saying, you are coming with this bill that is clearly pronouncing how the minister is going to, you know, expel or suspend councillors, mayors, and chairpersons, or that is spelling out how the mayor, the minister is going to set up his so-called independent tribunal, when in actual fact there is nothing in the bill for the residents that actually, from the meetings that I observed, actually angered the residents. So these are some of the things that we have been picking from the public meetings that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee has been holding throughout the country.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the amendment to the local government bill. Of course, we tried to reach out to ZANU-PF members, and most of the parliamentarians told us that the only person who can answer our questions is none other than the minister himself, Mr. Xavier Kasukwere. Unfortunately, we tried his phone and he was not reachable, but we did try to get in touch with him so that he can clarify some of the concerns that residents are having. Tinemterere udaruku South Africa, mkoma sem, magadi. Aiwa tiripo mkoma sem nyaya mainzwa ye mutemo urida kuwandudzwa asi pakuitikawo mirijonga munoona sei
munoona zvikuitika panapa vakasukwera ndizvekuti vapindwa ne izera redu takapedza chikoro tese munomeuzotika zera rake iro ririka angada asingatombosviki pakusvika pavadhara vanamudhara mugabe ava kuti atonge pachimugabe ndiye angada achinyatsoziva kuti isaizi dzedu izvinisika tichiri vechidiki tiza kuzama kuumba upenyu hwedu hanimunzwisisa right chimwe chinhu chaafanira kuziva ndechokutika rudo haruzi rokumanikidza munhu handiti ngatidanani ndokuti zvinhu zvifambe saka ukamumanikidza kuti ndikude iwe hapana rudo rumboitika kana izvi mudzinawo unonyenga chavo chaoka ukamumanikidza kuti ndokuda iwe chimufosera haupenyu hwachina kumbofamba kana ndiwirirana ndozvinhu zvaanofanira kugara akaziya paupenyu hwavo kuti whenever you force someone kuti akude hapana chinombobuda kusvika usvike muguva ndozvamufanira kuziva nyengetedza uchinyengetedza kuti unyengetedze munhu kuti akude yes ndoziva kuti hauri murume chai chai anonyengetedza kwete kuuya nechibhakera ha neva izvozvo ngaakangana zvake
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sevu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
handitiya
tinotenda
andofara serei ndogara akachinzwa pana ndaachitadza kuwana chanse yekungopinda kwamuri
aiwa tinotenda
zvakawanda zvandaida kutaurawo but hazizvokungoti nhasi topic yo inde imwe iri different hayo tichazotaura umwe musi
aiwa tinotenda mukoma sevu muchirongwa ndechenyu tinotenda zvikuru. You heard that from Sam. Mm-hmm. He's concerned by attempts to use violence as a political tool. He's saying that it has proved, you know, countless times that violence does not work. So he's saying politicians must try to persuade people, you know, sell their policies to the people in order for them to vote for them or whatever they'll be proposing. You know, trying to use violence, he's saying no. Gibbs.
Yes, we know that Honorable Majome had given us some few minutes, but with due respect, I'll just go to Ubaba Utambo, Mamafichani. Ubaba Utambo, ngesi ndebele lapa. Singati ke wanubona wazani kuya ngapi konkeloko.
Lapha mfowethu sekule nkinga lapha ikuthi mina ngikubonanga kwenzakale Harare kodwa into eyathi zengizikhangile zengizibona kubo-Facebook le nto ezinjalo sokuthi abantu bayalwisana le nto ezikanjalo besikhangelele ukuthi njengoba singathe sizokuthiwe ngeviki ezayo babebuya emathebeleleni north bengenele ukubane bengene egwanda kule Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South, bazangena eLupane, bazangena eGwanda, bazangena njalo eMguza, entaba zinduna. Khangelela ukuthi udlakela lolu sobe siba khona, kungabi khona nokudlwangudlwango bona lo. Ukuthi abantu bekhulumisane kuhle kuhle, ngoba nxa sikhangela ibhili le, iningi labantu ngikhangele ikakhulu lapha koBulawayo, abantu balile bathi ibhili le ayibuyele kuminista we-local government ukuthi ilungisiswe. Ngenxa yokuthi bona abantu bakoBulawayo bathi ekuqaliseni, ayikhangeli i-devolution of power yona ibhilina le. Ithi ingakhangeli i-devolution of power kanjalo, xa sekugxotshwe umeya kumbe ama-councillors akhe, yena uba ukazukwere ngeza appointa leta i-independent tribunal. Kodwa abantu bathi khona ukuba independent ukuthi izimele yodwa i-tribunal enaleyo, idale naleyo, akubonakali emthethweni lo omutsha. Ngenxa yokuthi umthetho lo unikeza ubaba ukazukwere amandla amakhulu kakhulu ukuthi abe nguye obafaka abantu laba abathi abazimele bodwa, abazawubuka bejezise bona laba abaya bexothiwe kumbe laba besuspendiwe. Kanjalo abantu bakoBulawayo bebekhala njalo ukuthi hhayi, kanti indaba sokuyini i-council esimele ibhadale bona laba abantu ababe ku-tribunal yena leyo. Ngenxa yokuthi bawukasukwere ngezakhulu ukuthi bamele behole malini abantu laba, i-council isiba yiyo ebhadalayo. Bakhalaza kanjalo ukuthi akhesi nje ulethe abanye abantu kade bezocubungula ukuthi ubona ngawuthi kulobugwelegwele yini e-councilini yakoBulawayo. Wathi abantu bakoBulawayo sebebuyilombe bathithe amaviki amabili, bathini bebhadala imali engaba yi-$20,000 engene ezikhwameni zabo. So khonokho abantu bakoBulawayo babuye bakusola kanjalo, bona basebayibasela nje kufakwe i-devolution of power ukuze kube nama-metropolitan councils, kube nama-provincial councils, yikho ukuthi bevumelane layo ubabukasukweni.
Baye
ukuthi ibhili lokhu injalo efuna ukuqina ngayo, bathi hhayi ayesulwe, iqalise kutsha.
Let's just go back quickly to Honorable Majome for her concluding remarks. Now, Honorable Majome, there were concerns that, you know, the parliament was not covering Matabeleland enough. What is being done to address that concern?
The team that were going around the country actually going to converge in Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South from Tuesday to Thursday next week. The itinerary for Parliament, the Public Relations Department, will announce the itinerary. So we are going back. We are going back to Matabeleland North and South.
Honorable Majome, thank you so much for your time and for clarifying some of the legal issues.
Yes, listen, before I go, I want to say that, you know, I am really concerned as a very extremely, I'm actually angry as a Harare and as a member of parliament for Harare, because apart from everything else that is wrong with the bill, what has happened in Harare yesterday and yesterday is a denial of the residents of Harare to access parliamentary proceedings. You recall that this is a very serious matter. In terms of 141 of our constitution, parliament has a duty to make sure that its proceedings are accessible, including lawmakers. The residents of Harare have been barred from, you know, from participating and airing their views because the strategy is that what I see is that the ZANU-PF is so angry and so upset with the rejection of the bill in Mashingo, in Lawayo, in Gweru, that it has decided that it's necessary. It thinks it's important to then the last port of call that I think they thought they could do something was to make sure that they drive out the voices of Harare residents and drown them out, shut them up, and kick them out, beat them out, so that the parliamentary committee can record their views that say that the bill is fine. So this is what they're trying to do. And this is also a violation of Section 67 of the Constitution on Political Rights. We say that every citizen has the right to participate in gatherings and groups to influence, challenge, or support policies of government. So this is really, really serious. And I mean, it cannot be allowed. The tragedy to justice. It's a crying shame. And it seems to me to be a harbinger of the next elections.
Honorable Majome, please hold. Maybe we'll just we'll come back to you maybe for the just the first part of the second show. But for our radio listeners, we are sorry to say it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook pages, Shona Ndebele and English. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.